Welcome to the City Point Church podcast. Thanks for joining us. Every day is an opportunity to take hold of. So we hope this message inspires you and builds your faith, that it helps you have more of a God perspective for your day. Enjoy.
And there is a day coming where Jesus will come again and he'll redeem his children. He'll reform the heavens and the earth. Our souls do live on after we die here on earth. And the decisions we make here right now will affect us for all of eternity. You know, I'm just so aware that my life here on earth is just like a thought in comparison to eternity. And although my 80 plus years that I'm going to live on planet Earth is full of heartache, it's full of joys, having children, getting married, losing loved ones, gaining loved ones. Sometimes life here on Earth is like a roller coaster, isn't it? But the thing is in reality, in our reality, we understand that this is just a moment. 80, 90, 100 years, just a moment. It's a drop in the ocean of eternity. And what's really important for all of us is to just understand that whatever you might be going through in your life, in your world, it's literally just a drop in the ocean to eternity. And here's the thing. Here's the beautiful thing about Jesus is in one moment when he comes again, he will raise all humanity again. And in that moment of judgment, we have the opportunity right there where we'll either go in an eternal life, way, way more than 80 plus years here on earth. And that moment is what matters. That moment is what matters. Everything we do from here to then sets us up for that moment when our Lord Jesus Christ comes again. And we need to know that the people that have gone before us, and today we live in an amazing country full of victory and opportunity. And everyone here today has the opportunity to know Jesus as their Lord and Savior. This is not my message today. But it's good. Every person has the opportunity to know Jesus. And your eternity depends on that. Your eternity depends on that one decision you make here on earth right now. And your 80 years, once eternity starts, you know, if you're a believer, you know, I believe that my eternity has already started and is so powerful. The life we live now is just so, so powerful. Can I just say this morning? No matter what has ever happened to you, no matter what's ever happened to where you are today, whatever circumstances lead up to where you are today, no matter what mum and dad have done, brothers, sisters, what the world has done to you, no matter the opportunities you've lost, the situations that have hurt you deep down inside, no matter the confusion and the cloud in your mind or in your heart, no matter whether you acknowledge Jesus or ever have before, or if today will be your first day, no matter what you've ever done that has brought you to here, no matter if your past is horrible and full of terror, I want you to know that in one split second, the love of Jesus will wipe all of that away and give you a clean slate. A moment will come, and we've been saying this for thousands of years, sure, but a moment will come where Jesus will come again. And those who know Christ will rise from the dead and have an eternity with Christ, with pure love, with no pain and suffering. But the joy of the Lord will be their strength. Their remembrance of things past, of this life and what's happened to you and being done around you, the remembrance of those things, the Bible says, will have no sting anymore. In other words, you will remember that they happened, but the power of the enemy will be broken over your life, and those things will have no power over you. This is the reality of the love of Jesus Christ. And here's the thing. Here's the good news. It's available for everybody. It doesn't mean if you're a good sinner, you get it. And if you're a bad sinner, you don't. Because the key word is we are all sinners, amen? But by the blood of Jesus Christ, he will wipe away every sin. He will give you a new beginning. The old will pass, and behold, all things will become new for you. And I want you to know that today, in one split second, we remember the wars that have happened. We remember so much, but we need to remember that God created this earth and the love of Jesus will overcome everything. That he would wipe your life clean today as white as snow. He will take away in one moment today the sting of sin, the sting of abuse, the sting of things that have been done to you, and he will make you a new creation, the Bible says, in just a moment. In just a moment. Let me tell you, 100%, the love of God overcomes all that has ever happened to you in your life. The love of God in one moment will make you a new creation. What we call born again. In other words, the same person with a new life redeemed in Jesus Christ. The Bible calls us new creations. And in one moment this morning, you could be a new creation. You can be a new creation. No matter the past, when God looks at humanity, he does not judge you by your past. He judges you by your decision. Do you understand that? By that one decision of giving your life to God, he will say, child of God, come into my courts. And in that single moment right there, he's not judging you by your past, the things you've done, the circumstances you've lived through, what's happened to you. God's not judging you by that in that one moment when you acknowledge him and give him your life. In that moment right there, what he does is the Bible says the blood of Jesus will cover you and wipe away all your sins. Behold, you will be a new creation, our Bible says. All things have passed away and all things are new. In a moment of decision of giving your life to God, whatever's happened to you, whatever your past is, let me say this, if you're a veteran here today, or if you have family that has been through the war and it's been terrible and you're living with the curse of the wars, I want you to know in just one moment, God can renew your mind. He will give you a fresh heart. He will refresh your memories and take away the sting of all that has ever happened in your life. Yeah. Let me tell you this. You might not have gone through war, but you might feel like you've lived a life through war. You might have grown up in the worst situations with the worst parents and the worst friends this world could ever offer. Can I tell you the love of Jesus in just one moment will wipe all of that pain away and give you a brand new life. Never ever forget and never mistake that the love of Jesus is so powerful. It's so powerful it could bring a universe into being. It's so powerful that at just the words of God, this whole earth was formed. You know, it was so, the love and the power and who God is so powerful today that before you were born, you were already created in the heart and the mind of God. Did you know that? You weren't created, if you're 40 years old, you weren't created 40 years ago. You were created in the heart of God thousands of years ago, before this earth even exists. Can you believe that? That's how much God loves you. He's been loving you for thousands of years. You've only known that or had the ability for 40, 50 years, however old you are. The love of God is so powerful. It's so powerful. In just a moment here today, the love of God can wipe away every sin you've ever committed. Every thought that you've ever had that has been negative, sinful, lustful. No matter what, every action that you maybe have ever done, against a person of hate, of bitterness, in just one moment, when you open your heart, in that split second, the enemy hates us preaching and talking like this. He's been trying to keep people bound for whole lifetimes. Yet in just one split second, when you open your heart to God, God will come and heal everything. He will forgive everything. Seems unfair almost, doesn't it? That we could live a lifetime, 30, 40, 50 years of sin, with grudge inside of us, of hatred inside of us, of, you know, bound by hurt, bound by suffering. Maybe you've been left aside. Maybe people have forgotten you. Maybe you've got the worst family. Maybe you've had the worst upbringing. And the enemy hates us preaching like this. But is this okay this morning? Because the love of God in one moment can forgive every sin, can wash you clean, white as snow, the Bible says, and forgive you and make you a brand new creation. Did you know he can take the sting of every negative thought and every hurtful thought or word ever spoken over your life? He can take the sting away right here, right now, in just a moment. That's the power of God. The power of God is so great. He can put a universe into place, spinning perfectly on its axis in just a word. In just one touch of God, he will heal a broken heart today. He can heal your broken heart. You know what? Many, many people have gone through war. Many people have gone through suffering. You might not have gone through a great war, but you might have lived a life through suffering. And in just one moment, God can take that sting away. In just one moment, he will heal you today. He mends broken hearts. He forgives the unforgivable. He does that. He will change your whole path. He'll change your life trajectory for you. He'll do that for you today. Here's the thing about God. Is God is so powerful, so great, that in just a moment, he will change everything in your life. The love of God is that powerful. Every word that has ever been spoken over your life, in just a moment, he'll bring healing. He will take the sting out of every negative and hurtful memory that you have. He'll take the sting and show you what healing's like today. To be able to have a memory, yet have no sting attached. In fact, to feel love and grace when that memory comes. Only God can do that. Nothing in this world, love, sex, alcohol, nothing in this world can do that. Only God. The love of God is so pure and so powerful that when the love of God overwhelms us, it washes us. Here's the difference with God's love and humanity's love. Humanity's love will always leave a stain, even a good marriage. That love, as great as it is never as pure as the love of Jesus Christ. I've been married for a long, long time. It feels like just a few days, it's so beautiful. What's that? 20. 21, is that how long I've been married? Thanks, Rach. If you want to know anything about my life, Rachel has my calendar. It's great, it's good. The love of God is just so pure. If you've never experienced the love of God, you've never experienced what pure love is like. The love of God has no requirement
The love of God doesn't require you to come home with good breath or to be on time. The love of God is so pure, it washes us white as snow. The love of God is so powerful, it will take the worst of humanity and in just a moment, wipe that person clean as snow, change their whole trajectory, and give them an eternal life in heaven. The love of God isn't just pure, the love of God is powerful. You know, I'm just reminded right now, Christians in this place, could we just do something? Could we all just close our eyes? If you're not a Christian, who've never given your heart to God, this might just seem weird, and that's okay. Why don't you just keep your eyes open? You can just watch whatever you want to do. But believers in this place, could you just close your eyes and let's all just lift our hands to God? I'm just feeling while we do this, there's some people that haven't done this for a really long time. The love of God, in just a split second, will take all the pain, the sting. It's so powerful to wash away your every sin. Believers in this place, don't forget the splendor, the magnitude, the wonder, the power, the glory of our God. Father, I pray right now in this place that your love would overwhelm us. Right now, Father, there are people here, Christians, believers, that haven't felt such a pure love for a really long time. Father, would you just overwhelm us right now in your love? God, there's people in this place that have never given their hearts to you. They know that you must be real, but they've never acknowledged you as their God, which simply just means acknowledging you as God. It's not about their God or their God. It's you are God. Father, would you just overwhelm these people right now with your love, your purity, your splendor, your wonder. In Jesus' mighty name, we all said, amen. You wouldn't believe it. I did prepare a message. Honor begins when a small action, achievement, or understanding is held at high esteem. Dishonor begins when good actions, achievement, or understanding is allowed to be diminished. I want to read a little story just from Numbers 16. It's about Korah. Has anyone heard of Korah? All the Bible readers? Korah was born in Egypt and he was the grandson of Kohath. He was a very wealthy man and had the honored position of transporting the items within the tabernacle, including the Ark of the Covenant. The Korahites, which is his clan, reported to Aaron's son, Eleazar. In other words, he had a privileged position before all of Israel. Direct communication with the head leaders, even Moses and Aaron. However, Korah couldn't get his head around the fact that other people had more important positions than he. He even started thinking they were all just as worthy as Moses to have Moses' position. So I just want to read from Numbers 16 this morning. Korah took men, and verse 2 says, they rose up before Moses with some of the children of Israel, 250 leaders of the congregation, representatives of the congregation, men of renown. They gathered together against Moses and Aaron and said to them, you take too much upon yourself, for all of the congregation is holy. Listen to his words here. Every one of them, and the Lord is among them. So why then do you exalt yourself above the assembly of the Lord? So that's like you guys all just coming to me and just saying, you know, we're all holy, God's holy, we all got this amazing gift. Why do you get to preach every Sunday and exalt yourself? It's the same thing. So when Moses heard it, he fell on his face and he spoke to Korah and all of his company, saying, "Tomorrow morning, the Lord will show who is his and who is holy and will cause him to come near to him. That one whom he chooses will be, he will cause to come near to him." Then verse 8, "Then Moses said to Korah, 'Hear now, you sons of Levi.'" I like this. I like the language shift. "Is it a small thing to you that the God of Israel has separated you from the congregation of Israel to bring you near to himself, to do the work of the tabernacle of the Lord and to stand before the congregation to serve them? And at that, he has brought you near to himself, you and all your brethren, the sons of Levi, with you, and you are seeking the priesthood also." Church, isn't it amazing that God has redeemed our lives, every single one of us, that he has redeemed us, he has forgiven us. But then these guys are saying, "Yeah, but that's not enough. Pastor Gray, I want your position. I want to be the one that runs the church and preaches every Sunday." Then Moses said to Korah, "Hear now, you sons of Levi. Is it a small thing to you that God of Israel has separated you from the congregation of Israel to bring you near to himself, to do the work of the tabernacle of the Lord and to stand before the congregation to serve them? And that he has brought you near to himself, you and all your brethren, the sons of Levi with you. Are you seeking the priesthood also? Therefore, you and all your company are gathered together against the Lord. And what is Aaron that you complain against him?" And Moses sent to call Dathan and Abiram, the sons of Eliab. But they said, "We will not come up." Listen to this. "We will not come up." This is what they say with all sarcasm. "Well, is it a small thing that you have brought us up out of the land flowing with milk and honey to kill us in the wilderness, that you should keep acting like a prince over us? Moreover, you have not brought us into the land flowing with milk and honey, nor given us inheritance of fields and vineyards. Will you put out the eyes of these men? Will you come up? And the earth opened its mouth and swallowed them up with their households and all the men of Korah with their goods." With their goods. Here's an amazing quote written by Pastor Graham. If you want to just get your pens and pads out. "When we forget what God has given us, our dishonor will take it away. When we are thankful for what Jesus did for us, we will see it every day." It's pretty good. In verse 32, the story of Korah continues that God opened the ground and swallows him and his two right-hand men into the earth. When we follow people of dishonor, we will also reap their reward. Here's the thing about honor that you may never have known. To give honor, all we need is a good intention. To receive honor, it must be felt. Honor isn't honor unless it's felt by the other person. Let me give us some examples. So if your love language is words and your friend's love language is quality time, guess how you honor them? With your words. No. I saw some yeses. You honor them with quality time. And here's the hard thing about it. Because your love language isn't quality time, that's hard work to honor them like that. A card with a poem in it is great intention on your part, but they will just throw it in the bin and forget what you wrote. Today is Anzac Day. Did you know it's dishonoring on Anzac Day to make it a celebration? Anzac Day is a day of honor. Did you know that? So we don't go around celebrating everything, we honor everything. Giving honor is about the other person and not our intentions. The thought doesn't count, but what you do with it does. Have you ever heard people say, it's the thought that counts? Doesn't. You can think about it all day long, but I don't care. It's not the thought that counts. It's what you do with it. Moses said, is it a small thing? See, it's so important that we don't get to a place where God things become small things in our lives. It's so, so important that the creation of the earth doesn't become a small thing in your life. This is what Anzac Day is about. You know, it was a long, long time ago. But when these things become small, we lose our heritage. We forget where we come from. We forget who fought so that we can be here today and make free decisions. We forget that God has set people before us who fought battles, who have gone before us, and they bled out, they lost their family, they lost heritage, so that you and I can be here today. In the same way, when we forget what Jesus did on the cross, our eternity will be affected forever. If we just thank God that we live in a great free land that people fought for, that Jesus gave his life for, that we could be forgiven of every single sin. Did you know today, every sin either can be forgiven for you in just a decision and just a moment to give your heart to God. And if you are a believer, did you remember today that your every sin was forgiven for you? And when we lose the awe of that, we lose the awe of our Savior Jesus Christ. Our salvation, we diminish what God did for us when we judge others because their lives are messed up. Salvation and judgment belongs to our God, but our love has the power to help a person. Scripture, if you're not a good reader, don't diminish the Word of God. Even just one verse. This is how I started. I'm not a good reader at all. And years ago, I remember I had to make a decision just because I can't read and I fall asleep every single time. Like literally, I'd get through two verses and I'd start falling asleep in 12 o'clock in the middle of the day. So I used to try it at lunchtime. So I went to work tired. But the scripture, just one verse can transform your life. In fact, it not just can, it does transform your life. Just one verse has the power of life. What about prayer? We diminish the tool of prayer God gave us when we no longer run to prayer as our first response. Just think for a moment. Do you run to prayer as your first response? Somehow it's become our desperate response. When we get really desperate, in other words, when you can't fix it, that's when we go to prayer. But what if prayer was our first response and you fixing it had nothing to do with you but the inspiration of the Holy Spirit? Prayer is so powerful that even the Son of God prayed continually. What about words? Let's not diminish our words of faith until they become words of gossip. Are you hearing me today, church? Let's not diminish how powerful our words of faith are. Because when we diminish the power of your word will turn into gossip, and your gossip will bring people down when God has given you the power of words to lift people up. Let's never diminish the power. These are not small things. Korah began to think his wealth, his position of serving the requirements of the tabernacle, being Moses' cousin, and having his ear and worship leading, he started to think that these were small things. That's what Korah started to see. He didn't see the power and the wonder of these amazing gifts and the privilege of his position. He started to see them as small things. To God, these were Korah's greatest honor. Korah didn't see that by diminishing these gifts from God, that God never felt honor from Korah. Can I just tell you this here today? We live in a great land. You have a great family. Now, I'm not saying your family treats you well. I'm not saying your family even wants to know you. Maybe they've even cast you aside. But when we forget that God lets you be raised in that family for some crazy reason. When you forget that, you will diminish the call of God on your life. But I want to tell you today that He has called you to be more than a conqueror. And what that means for you today is no matter what family, what situation, what country you come from, what that means for you today is you have the God-given gift, power, and ability to rise up out of your situation and to be a leader in your situation. That's the call of God on your life here today. You believe that, church? No matter what your situation, if you're a Christian and you've had the best life, let me tell you, your Christianity and your salvation is not for no reason. God has blessed you and called you to help people come out of the miry clay, amen, and to set their feet upon the rock, which is Jesus Christ. God has given you that gift. Please don't live any longer or one more moment not seeing the value of your life. No matter how you were brought up or what situation you come from, that's not what depicts who you are in Jesus. Jesus said that you are a new creation, that you were born again, and that you are a child of God, which means He has a call and a purpose for your life. No matter your past, your current situation, it's because God has something for you. You believe that today? Awesome. For a person to receive honor, it must be felt. For a person to receive honor, it must be felt. In other words, Korah and the people with him, they might have thought they were honoring God. They might have thought that they were honoring their leader, Moses. But unless they feel it, it's not honor at all. Honor must be felt. Honor will transition. When you are a person of honor, you will transition from doing things that you like. So think of the love languages. Doing things that you like, and you'll learn what they like, and you'll do that for them, even to your discomfort. That's true honor. That's true honor. Just in closing today, I want to close with these few verses. These teach us how to live, how to have eyes to see people as honorable, and how to be a person others desire to honor. You ready for it? 2 Timothy 2:21 says, "Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from what is dishonorable, he will be a vessel for honorable use, set apart as holy, useful to the master of the house, ready for every good work." And Proverbs 21:21 says, "Whoever pursues righteousness and kindness will find life, righteousness and honor." Church, let's keep ourselves separated from people or things that bring dishonor towards God and others. Hear this morning. Your call from God is not meant to be amongst people that dishonor God. That's not your call. You hear me this morning. The call of God on your life is to not be amongst people and to sit yourself amongst people who dishonor God with their lives. Let's keep ourselves separated from people or things that bring dishonor towards God and others. Let's be vessels for honorable use. Let's be vessels for God to use and for honor to flow through. Here's the thing. If you are amongst people that dishonor the house of God, that dishonor the call of God, that dishonor the salvation of God, these are people that are dishonoring God. Now, some people are called to lead them from that place into a place of knowing God. But the last time I read my Bible, the only person that can turn a heart of a man is God, not you and I. The grace of God will work through you and He will touch those people's lives and transform them. God will do that, not you and I. This is really important to get here today. God wants to flow through us, but we of ourselves are not the answer. We of ourselves, for planet Earth right now, we aren't the answer. God is the answer and God uses us. Amen. So if you find yourself in that position, you need to remind yourself who is the answer for salvation, and it's the Lord God Almighty. You believe that here today? So let's keep ourselves separated from people, all things that bring dishonor towards God. But let's be vessels for God to use to help these people see. See, because we are agents of change. We are agents that God will use so that people will turn their hearts towards Him. But God does the salvation, amen? We of ourselves in our own wisdom, we do not do that, but God will do that through you. Do you believe that God wants to do that through you here this morning? Does anyone believe that? You receive that today? Let's be vessels for honorable use. Let's be vessels for God to use and for honor to flow. You receive that today, church? Awesome. It's a good day. It's a day of honor. Let's just pray. I just want to pray right now. If you're a person in this place and you've been listening to this message and you feel like God has been drawing you today and you want to respond by giving your heart to God, just in one moment, I just want you to know that God will wipe every sin away. In fact, His love is so powerful that He'll wipe every hurt and the stain of your sin and your past. He'll wipe that away for you just today. And so if you're in this place this morning, you would like to give your life to God, every person, I could just ask that all of our eyes be closed. And if that's you, can I just ask that you would right now boldly lift your hand and just respond to the call of God here today. I'm just going to take a moment. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Just one more time. If that's just you, if you would like to give your life to God, just respond to Him right now. No eye can see. I just want you to lift your hand in this place. You know, God loves you so much that He gave His Son for you. He loves you so much that no matter what this earth has ever gone through, and today we're thinking about the people that have gone before us. He loves you so much that He will redeem you from any pain. He will wipe every stain, every sin off your life away. He'll take the sting of every memory and He will redeem you in just one split moment. That's the power of our loving God. He will overwhelm you with a love that is so pure and tangible that it will change your whole life. It will wash your mind. It'll heal your heart. And it'll give your soul life again and salvation and the love of God. If that's you today, just one more time, would you just boldly lift your hand in this place? Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. I see that hand over there. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. This is what we're going to do. We're just going to pray. Just for you that lifted your hand, I just want you to know that even now in your response, you need to know that God forgives your every sin. That He loves you so much. He gave His Son Jesus just for you. You know, the truth is if you were the only person, He still would have given His Son. That's how valuable you are. God will take the stain and He'll take the pain of every past sin or circumstance. I want you to know that right now, in the presence of God, He's purifying you. He's purifying your heart, your emotions. He loves you unconditionally. It's not by you being perfect. It's because of Him you were perfect in His sight. The love of God, I pray, will overwhelm you. I'm just going to pray right now. And we see this as like a prayer of salvation. You've already given your heart to God, though. That's how powerful that decision is. I'm just going to pray. Father God, I just pray for this person that's lifted their hand. And any heart that opened today, Father God, we thank You that Your love is unconditional. We thank You that it's so powerful and it's so wonderful. Father, I just pray, Lord, Your word says that we are new creations. And I pray that that reality for all of us here today would be part of our lives, that we are new creations in You. All things have passed, the old has passed, the pain has passed, the suffering has passed. And we are a new creation today, which means a new beginning, a new hope, a new dream and future. Father, I pray that your love would overwhelm this amazing person here today and all of us as the church here today. And we give you praise, we give you honor, and all glory goes to your name in Jesus' mighty name. And we all said, amen. Amen. Let's put our hands together one more time. Such a great...